Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
There's nothing better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. And that doesn't mean flopping down on the couch with bunny slippers. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star, or a tech nomad working from anywhere and jumping from one thing to the next. Whoever you are, Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are designed for a level of coziness that makes you feel like you can do anything. You might even forget you're wearing them. And their shoes are so stylish, they go perfectly with a wear whatever I want attitude. Allbirds is all about loving Mother Nature too, because no one wants to leave a bad footprint. Each shoe is carefully crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. From ZQ certified merino wool to a bouncy midsole made from sweet foam, the world's first carbon negative EVA material made from sugarcane. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com.
Folks, I don't want to be caught up in the moment. And I don't usually like to be that talk show host that goes, "This is the greatest thing I've ever seen," like in the moment. But this NCAA tournament, Hickey, it's got to be right up there. Now, we still have to see how it plays out in the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and the championship game. But you look at the first weekend, you had a 16 beating a 1 in Fairleigh Dickinson taking down Purdue. You had, for the third straight year in a row, a 15 beating a 2 when you had Princeton taking down Arizona. Then you had a 13 taking down a 4 in Furman beating Virginia with the craziness of the Kia Clark bad throw of the basketball, the bad pass of the basketball. Then in the second weekend of the Sweet 16, last night you had a classic at Madison Square Garden that goes into overtime between Kansas State and Michigan State, and Marquise Noel has the most assists in an individual game by a player in NCAA tournament history with 19. After that, Gonzaga-UCLA is mayhem, where UCLA is up 13, then Gonzaga is up 9 after UCLA can't score for 11 minutes, and Gonzaga is less than 90 seconds to go. They are up 9. And they almost lose. At one point, they're down by 1, and then they hit the big shot. And then after that, you're thinking, like, how can last night get topped? And to start things off with these Sweet 16 games tonight, the final four of them, San Diego State beats Alabama, and Alabama looked like they were starting to take control of this game, and then San Diego State went on this 12-0 run, and Bama was only able to cut it, like, back down to 2, and they end up losing this game. So you have another number one seed going home with San Diego State beating Alabama. And right now, Miami is up 72-58 against Houston with 6:58 to go. So you could have all your number one seeds be done by the end of this evening. 3 are already gone. If Texas loses to Xavier later tonight, all your 2 seeds will be gone. And oh yeah, by the way, you have already through to the Elite Eight a 9 seed in FAU. You have Kansas State, who is maybe like the most disrespected 3 seed ever, or just not talked about 3 seed ever, where they were picked dead last in the Big 12 before the start of the year, and they have the player of the tournament right now. UConn has been so dominant, and we know the brand of UConn. Gonzaga, can Mark Few finally get the job done? Texas Xavier should be a brawl tonight. And you have Creighton Princeton coming up soon, too. By the way, a 15 seed in the Sweet 16. Like, Hickey, I know we haven't seen the end result of the tournament yet, and we got to see how the other two games play out tonight, but I can't remember a better first two weeks of the NCAA tournament. And I feel like we say that every year, but this year, it's just, you can't breathe. Like, from the first day of the tournament, forget the first four nonsense. I'm talking about, like, the actual opening round. I remember saying when Princeton defeated Arizona, that's your storyline for the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Nothing's going to top that. And then Tobin Anderson and Fairleigh Dickinson didn't let Zach Edey breathe, and those guards of Purdue were a complete no-show. And that became the story. Like, by the end of the first night, we were forgetting about Furman with all that craziness with Furman and Virginia. It's just, this has been a wild tournament.
I think even more impressive than some of the crazy upsets and the fact that we're going to probably not see a number one seed in the Elite Eight is the fact that we basically predicted this. Not game by game, not these upsets, but everybody, for the most part, was saying, well, there's really no dominant team. This feels like it's the most wide open it's been in a long time. Like, it wouldn't be, you know, there really is not one, two, three teams that everyone's saying, oh, without a doubt, Final Four are going to win the national title. It was wide open, and we are absolutely seeing how wide open it is, where all four top seeds are about to be eliminated before we even get to the final eight teams left.
And there's a lot of talk show hosts that they do this lame shtick each and every year, where after you see an upset, like, the topic the next day is, oh yeah, it's a great upset, but then you have to see that team in the round of 32. Like, so? That doesn't matter to me. You look at this tourney right now. When it comes to the East Regional, you have a 9 remaining and a 3 remaining. You then look at the West Regional. UConn is a 4. So you have a 4 remaining, and then Gonzaga's a 3. So you have a 4 and a 3. After tonight, if Miami beats Houston, and Miami is should be better than a 5, but you would have a 5 and then either a 2 and a 3, and now you have San Diego State advancing, who's a 5, going up against either a 6 or a 15. That's just bonkers. There's no other way to say it. 5 questions, 5 answers. We do this every Monday and Friday right here on CBS Sports Radio on the Zach Gelb Show. We call it Onsides Offside. Hot take, Hickey. Hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Speaking of all these upsets, Zach, maybe the team that benefits the most is the UConn Huskies. They have been scorching hot in this tournament. Last night, to advance to the Elite Eight, they rolled Arkansas 88-65. Their average margin of victory in their 3 games is 20.7 points per game. Insane. Now, the last 2 times the Huskies have made it to the Elite Eight, they have won the national championship. They will meet Gonzaga Saturday with a Final Four spot on the line. Onsides or offsides, UConn should be the favorite to win the national title.
You know what's funny here? I was going to answer this question offside. I was. Because I was going to say, oh, Alabama. You know, until someone beats Alabama, I'm going to pick Alabama. But now Alabama's gone. I would take UConn over San Diego State. Even though I like Creighton right now, I would take UConn over both Creighton and Princeton. No offense to FAU or Kansas State. That's close on Kansas State. But I would take UConn. And then on that right side, you got Gonzaga, the winner of Xavier, Texas. And then, not a lock, because it's 74-62 now, but Miami is up on Houston. So I'm going to operate under the assumption, and maybe I'll be wrong, that Houston's going to be out. This is a tough question. You know what? I'm still going to go offside, and here's why.
Offside.
I think Gonzaga's winning tomorrow. I like Gonzaga tomorrow. I think everyone's going to be on UConn, and they have been the most dominant team in this tourney. The first 2 games, they did not play good in the first half. Then they just were dominant in the second half against Iona. And then St. Mary's, last night, they just took it right to Arkansas out of the gate, and it didn't matter after that. I feel like everyone's going to load up on UConn. I like Gonzaga tomorrow.
The Zags. All right.
Look yesterday. At you. Second time could be a charm for you.
Well, I'm very nervous about tomorrow for the Zags. I am very nervous. So, UConn is playing damn good.
So Hickey picked Arizona to win it all this year. And then after that, he did one
of those. 2 hours into the tournament. I'm out.
Folks, I got it wrong. So I did my homework. I did my reevaluations. And after doing that, I elected to take Gonzaga. Mark Few, get the job done. Lock it up.
That is the only benefit of having your national champ bounce like within the first 3 hours of the tournament. I still have plenty of time to see, you know what, there's enough teams left. I'm repicking a champ before it's too late.
I actually kind of hope Gonzaga wins it all. Just so I could hear you kind of like weasel your way
no,
in.
No, I would
I'm
not.
I'm not a mush. I got
not.
It right. Look at me. I'm the best. Blah, blah, blah. But I do kind of think Gonzaga wins tomorrow.
That would be good for the track record. I mean, pick Kansas from the start. No repick last year. Kansas from the beginning. Now, I'm not going to claim Gonzaga, but it would be maybe a good trend of this quote-unquote alleged mush maybe turning the other way around.
Or yeah, but bold take taking
not
the one
being
seed
as
last year
prevalent.
To win it all.
I added too many people picking Kansas. In my bracket, I was the only one. Guess who finished number one at the end? That's right.
What, one
That's
out of five right. people?
There was 10 people there, okay? Good sample size. Which, by the way, everyone had either Houston or Alabama. See you later. Goodbye. I'm back. Although, I'm in last place, but I'm back.
Wait, so now do I get to pick my second champion?
No,
since Alabama's out?
Elite eight. You're, no, it's too late for you.
It's too late? You get
too
to decide?
Late. Yes, I was in the round of 32.
Remind me, I hate to be this jackass. Whose show is this?
I'm not talking about this show. I'm talking about in the principle of the bracket.
Okay, gotcha.
Yesterday, we sprinkled
so
some NFL
So you do it in
news.
The round of 32. I try to do so in the round of 16. I get yelled at.
Well, I think I say you try to do so in the before the tournament starts. You know, I would prioritize trying to get my pick right before the tournament starts.
The two teams that I want to see win it all.
Want to.
Gonzaga.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry.
Wow.
Kansas State, Miami. Kansas State, Miami.
No Princeton, huh?
I just don't think they will. I would love Princeton.
Would they want to? I'm not saying you think they would want to.
I think anybody on the parade float, if that's the case.
So want to, you're in on Princeton.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Are they number one for you?
No.
Wow.
It's Kansas State.
Interesting. Okay.
It's all right. My friends could deal with the...
Hopefully Mitch is not listening. I mean, I'm sure he's on the court for pregame, but
yeah,
you never know.
I highly doubt he's listening to us. Until some jackass tweets him. Did you hear what he said on the radio? He said he there's a third team that he wants to see win them all, not the first.
You know what that means? Off the float. See you later. You're just going in the general mission behind the barricades.
I get the miscellaneous float now.
No float. You're off the float. If I'm Mitch Henderson, I say, put my foot down. I'll still come on the show. We'll talk all the time. You're with the fans.
That's nice. You know what? You know, you continue.
Okay.
I had something I was going to say that was not so nice directed to you.
Wow.
I was going to wish something
what,
with one of your sports teams
what else
against you.
Wow.
But I'm not
going
to do that. I'm the bigger man here.
If I had one wish.
No.
It would be.
I'm the bigger man.
For X team. To suck.
Nope. I'm the bigger man. It's all right.
Okay. Football news. ESPN yesterday reported that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Ezekiel Elliott narrowed his teams down to three that he wants to play for in 2023. They are the Bengals, Jets, and Eagles. Well, today, Zach Taylor kind of shot down Cincinnati's interest in the former Cowboys running back. This is what he said to WCPO.
There's a lot of great players that are available right now. We like our team as where it's at right now. But, you know, it's always funny when things get thrown around. Sometimes it's the first you hear of it. But that's just the way life works.
Oof. Not exactly a ringing endorsement. Onside or offside?
You were right on this one. Because yesterday with the wording, I'm like, oh, those three teams. I go, if that's what he's deciding to, at least he got to have offers. Doesn't sound like Zach Taylor has an offer in for Zeke Elliott.
This is a bad look for Zeke that one of his finalists rejected him. Onside or offsides?
Yeah, that is a bad
kind
look.
Of an obvious question, but
onside, absolutely.
It.
Jeez,
man, your
makes me
is
wonder
falling.
The Jets or Eagles even. I think the Eagles do want him. The Jets, I don't know. Bengals, I don't know. If you're the Eagles, why not at this point? Try to go win a Super Bowl with Zeke. and just stab the knife in a little bit deeper into the back of Jerry Jones. That'd be fun.
That would be weird.
That'd be great.
Like an Eagles jersey. Like one of those.
He's
with
Terry Bradshaw
Eagles
next year. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the podium as they go to the Super Bowl and they
eating
win the Super Bowl.
Steak. Just going full Philly.
Imagine we get an NFC title game. Zeke, game-winning touchdown.
In Dallas, too, in Jerry's world. Jerry's to watch it with his own eyes.
Nah, I actually would rather have it be in Philly.
So his own brethren
actually,
now can embrace him?
Would I rather want the crazy Eagle fans or just the sadness of Cowboys fans?
Sadness of Cowboys
yeah,
fans.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Especially Jerry, because I'm sure he didn't want to cut him. He loves Zeke and talks about him so much. That just, it may break his heart.
You get Chris Christie standing right next to Jerry Jones, that ugly orange sweater, just crying. Next question.
Your hatred of Chris Christie kills me every time.
Well, you know why? Because when I did that show in Princeton, Trenton, that kind of area.
The Jersey area.
Yeah. Well, it was weird. We were in Princeton, but we were licensed to serve to the city of Trenton. So that's why I always say both. I always tried to get him on.
And okay. That's big sports fan.
Yeah, he was like a big deal, but not a big deal. And he would go on all these shows, and he never came on. And then
I banned him. Governor of New Jersey at this time? What was he? What was his standing?
Yeah, he was the gov.
Okay. Governor of New Jersey did not come on the show. Mm-hmm.
Didn't go on the show, so I banned his name. So anytime someone would call in and say, like, Chris Christie, or anytime we'd have a guest that would say Chris Christie, and he was in the news a lot with sports, we'd have the sound. It was like, Zach, the name Chris Christie is banned from this radio show.
What if he said, okay, I'll come on?
Then the ban would have been lifted.
Okay.
But the reason why we banned him is because he kept never come
no.
on.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Would he get back at least?
His like office at like one point was like, stop contacting us.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah. Thanks for nothing. Yeah, now we hope we root for your sadness.
Yeah.
As Zeke just stabs you in the back.
They closed my request like... He closed those bridges that one time.
Some he does very well, that is for sure.
And I don't get very political, but that was just like one guy that annoyed me. And now he sometimes shows up here because he coasts down the hall from time to time as a fill-in.
Does he know who you are? Does he like recognize you? Or
I don't know. I've never had a run-in with him.
Okay,
here.
So you can kind of play normal. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, I don't know you, but nice to meet you. All right. Back to college basketball action. Thursday's Sweet 16 saw two Vegas upsets go down as Gonzaga won a thriller over UCLA and FAU continued their Cinderella
FAU,
run.
FAU.
Take it down, Tennessee. As you said that you heard that chant all throughout MSG last night.
I thought it was a Temple Owls game. They're like, let's go, Owls!
I'll leave that. Okay. Tonight's recap, or tonight's a nightcap, I should say.
I'm like the only one probably chanting that if we're being real. I'm like the only supporter left of the Temple program.
Wow. You're a man on an island.
Oh,
that
we have
for
fallen,
sure.
Man. This is a humbling coaching search for a next head coach. This is bad. When I get other coaches texting me saying, why can't Temple get a good coach? It's brutal.
Man.
Why is this search so sloppy? How bad is the campus? Yeah. A lot of people are having fun at my expense.
How the turntables, as Michael Scott would say. That's for sure.
So I don't think that's the saying. I know.
For Office fans, you get it. For those who don't, I'm not illiterate. I know what I'm talking about. It's a joke. Look it up. You'll find it funny.
You
want to
hear him be illiterate? Just tune in tonight, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
That is. That's a tease, folks. If you don't tune in now, you'll never tune in. That's for sure. So we had two upsets yesterday. We've already had one major upset today as Alabama goes down to San Diego State. A possible second one brewing. Miami up 83-70 over one seed Houston. So possibly two one seeds going down. But we're going to talk about the night games, Zach, that is not featured. 15-seeded Princeton taking on the 6-seed Creighton. Number 3, Xavier taking on number 2, Texas. You have the Blue Jays, 10-point favorites over Princeton in their game. The Longhorns are 4-point favorites over the Musketeers. So just on the nightcap, onsides or offsides, we'll have at least one upset occur.
Is Xavier beating Texas really like an upset?
We're going to go with Vegas, yes.
Okay.
Because we... Gonzaga, UCLA, it was close seeding, but by Vegas standards, it was an upset, so we're going to go with it. So we'll continue that theme.
Okay. Creighton will beat Princeton. I think it's a flip of a coin between Xavier and Texas. I'll take Texas, though, 67-64.
Offsides.
Cinderella, at least for the nightcap, has lost her shoe. Okay. CBS Sports put out their 5 best free agent signings of 2023.
Was this a Jack Stern column?
This was not. This was not. Not a Jack Stern column. In no order.
By the way, So Jack Stern's columns, I think he tries to be like the smartest guy in the room.
Okay.
But he's not the person that annoyed me the most around here this week.
Wow.
Peter Schwartz.
Peter Schwartz.
As much as I like Peter Schwartz, does he really need to go to the food tasting for Yankees and Mets? He went to Yankee Stadium and Citi Field to try the new food as a media member.
Did you have to go? No.
Yeah.
But.
And I see a lot of people in the media that go to that event that I don't normally see them covering the team on a daily basis. Like, do you really have to go stuff your face with all the free food and then post about it all over the place?
If you're the team, this is basically a mooch event. Well, like you said, yeah. I don't know who is there. Let's just say there's 50 media members, roughly. Well, most that are covering the team, by the way, for baseball are in spring training. So this is just media members that are there to get free food, post the pictures, and then basically get a free lunch.
Fat faces.
And you get a free dinner, you know, get a few to-go bags, goodie bags, doggy bags.
You know for Peter later. Schwartz did that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Need it
for
my kids and my wife.
I'll have two burgers, one for now, but I got to bring one home later. Thank you, sir. Pack that up.
Got any fillets back there?
But it's like if you're the team or the stadium.
Just post the photos.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like, I'm not going to go try a burger at a stadium because one media member says, oh, this is great. If it looks good, I'm going to go for it. If it doesn't look good, I'm not going to eat it.
Like, for example, the other day when I saw this, a lot of my friends were texting. They're like, oh, that looks good. We're going to try it when we go to the games. I didn't say, oh, because I saw it from Peter Schwartz. It's like, just put out the photo for the Mets Twitter account or the Yankees Twitter account. That's good.
Like, no disrespect to Peter Schwartz. If he says something's good, again, like I said, I'm not going to get something because he's...
There's a lot
he's
of food
given the seal
that,
of approval.
Yeah, there's a lot of food photos that he posts that I go, that's what he's eating? Yeah, I'm good.
Teams, let's go. You don't want to talk about budget cuts. There you go, right then and there. No more free food for everyone.
Jeez.
That's for sure. Keep it in-house. All right, back to free agent signing. Speaking of spending money, five best moves according to CBS Sports free agent signings this offseason. Lions getting C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Bengals getting Orlando Brown Jr. 49ers adding to their stacked defensive line, getting Javon Hargrave. Lions adding defensive back Cam Sutton. And the Falcons adding wide receiver Mack Hollins.
Mack Hollins is a top five free agent signing?
According to CBSSports.com. That is what they are
and
saying.
And by the way, I saw him at Radio Row. He creeps me out because he doesn't wear shoes.
He's shoeless.
That's weird.
Shoeless Mack. Does not flow as well as Shoeless Joe, but
no.
Maybe we'll catch on eventually. Okay, so out of those five signings, onsides or offsides, the best signing of this offseason has been the Bengals signing Orlando Brown Jr.
Out of those five, absolutely. He's a tremendous offensive lineman. I know you may lose Jonah Williams in the process, but you keep on adding to that offensive line to protect Joe Burrow. I'm all in on that one, onsides.
And finally, Aaron Rodgers, Jets, Packers, still nothing going on with a possible trade. Adam Schefter provided some details this week, saying that the Packers are looking for a first-round pick and something else in return for a trade of Aaron Rodgers. He also reported that the Jets and Packers have not talked much this week, and the Elijah Moore trade that the Jets traded to the Browns, they got a second round pick back in return, and had little to do with Green Bay and this Aaron Rodgers trade. Onsides or offsides, the Packers are asking for a first-round pick, and they will get a first-round pick in a trade for Aaron Rodgers.
So if you have a conditional two that turns into a one or can potentially turn into one, would you consider that them getting a first-round pick if it's just a possibility?
I would say no.
Okay, that's what I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be one of those twos that they have, and based off certain parameters, it could turn into a one. So the question is, Packers receive a first-round pick in a trade for Aaron Rodgers. That is offside.
Offside!
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
So for the first time ever, there will not be a single number one seed in the Elite Eight. That's right. Alabama goes down tonight to San Diego State, and Miami, led by Nigel Pack and Jim Larranaga, just blew out Houston as Miami is advancing to the Elite Eight, and they're going to get the winner of Xavier in Texas. So just absolute mayhem in this NCAA tournament. And you know that this is the last NCAA tournament for Jim Nance, actually. Hot take, Kiki. Did you see the video today of Jim Nance by any chance?
No.
So Jim Nance is doing the Houston-Miami game.
Right.
So obviously the Final Four is in Houston. Jim Nance is a Cougar. That's where he went to school. He was actually on the golf team. So Jim Nance is at the practice, and Kelvin Sampson calls him over to break down the team. And they go, This is not Jim Nantz saying this, but Kelvin Sampson says, guys, hello, friends, on three. One, two, three, hello, friends. That was the chant. And Jim Nantz, I even texted him today, and he was like blown away that Coach Sampson even did that. Like, he was surprised. No one told him. He was like a fat kid in a candy store. So you go from that moment of breaking down your school's team with a chance to maybe call them in your last NCAA tournament, advance the Elite Eight, and then eventually advance to the Final Four. Then you call them in the Final Four, and now they're going home in the round of 16.
There are plenty of reasons why I will never, ever be a broadcaster like Jim Nantz and be broadcasting for CBS in the Final Four. One of the reasons is that I would not be able to handle myself if I was in Nantz's shoes calling my alma mater's loss in the Sweet 16 when they had a real championship hope. That, you know, it almost was kind of like destiny of Houston going back to Houston for the Final Four. I would be so upset and give probably the worst call and not give Miami their due.
Well, I actually think it would be entertaining because it would be a mental breakdown on the air.
And it would be bad.
No offense. I have seen you in some bad losses either in person or have to come to the office the next day. And honestly, when we have to come to the office the next day and you're still a wreck as if the game just happened, it is very entertaining to sometimes see people miserable when it comes to sports.
When it's not myself, I totally agree. I root for suffering. I root for pain. I've seen so much of it. You know, they say misery loves company, so I want people to be all around me. So, yes, I root for chaos. I would not be very happy if I was Jim Nantz, and I would not be able to keep it together.
So Miami wins 89-75. They send Houston, the last number one seed remaining, home. First time ever in NCAA tournament history, no number one seeds in Elite Eight. It's the first time since 2011 that no number one seed will get to the Final Four. So Alabama loses San Diego State, and then Miami beats Houston. And outside of Kansas State, the team personally that I want to see go all the way is Miami. And we all know what Jim Larranaga did years and years and years ago at George Mason. Now older, obviously, and still having so much fun in his 70s, in his mid-70s. And you're coaching, and you're going to be in the Elite Eight. You get the winner, Xavier Tech. If he get back to the Final Four for one of the game's better people, that would be a whole lot of fun. But last night was just absolute mayhem. Tonight is absolute mayhem. This entire tournament has been the greatest 2 weeks that I've seen in NCAA tournament history. But I want to play you the crazy shot at the end of the Gonzaga-UCLA game, because UCLA at halftime, they're up 13. You're thinking they're going to win. Then they're down 9. With 120 to go, UCLA is up 1, and then this shot happened by Gonzaga, this courtesy of Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA tournament.
Strother will get it in. Salas picks it up. Clock starts, 11 seconds. Salas across the timeline. Pitch it back, Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away! Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go! The Vegas native pulls up from deep and puts Gonzaga in the lead and then gets a steal at the other end.
That was just wild. Great call by Ryan Rackey on the NCAA Tournament Radio Network, Westwood One. That was just awesome. And that game, it's weird because while it was happening, like, you didn't feel like it was a great game, because at one point it was a blowout. Then the team that was getting blown out ended up blowing out the other team. And then out of nowhere in the final 120, just absolute craziness that did go down. So that's a game that you're always going to remember. Michigan State, Kansas State, another great game. And Marquise Noel was just phenomenal. And hey, we're setting up to see San Diego State up against the winner of Creighton and Princeton. We know FAU, Kansas State is already Elite Eight matchup tomorrow. UConn, Gonzaga, Elite Eight matchup tomorrow. And then you will get Miami going up against the winner of Xavier, Texas. This has just been a wild, wild, wild 2 weeks, and no number one seeds remain. And if Texas goes down tonight, you won't have any two seeds remaining in this NCAA tournament. And Princeton Creighton is underway. I'm rooting for the under in this, because then I hit my parlay, which I would be very happy to go win $333, whatever it is, off $40 that I put in. Thank you so much, Miami, plus 7.5. Thank you so much to San Diego State, plus 7.5. Well, let's not count the chickens before they hatch, because we got to get the under here between Princeton and Creighton.
Nothing's better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star or a tech nomad working from anywhere. Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes, too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are so cozy you might forget you're wearing them. And they're crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.